Are you usually the first one to arrive?
Yeah, but yeah, it seemed like it.
It's 9:30 in the morning at the ONC Senior Center. Albert Coagley and I are waiting a half hour for the other elders to show up.
I'm 67, going on 68. Young man yet.
Albert's been coming to the center every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 6 years. He says many of the elders grew up in Bethel and have known each other since childhood.
And so what will you miss most when this closes down?
My friends, you know, playing cards with my friends here. Instead of just watching the four walls that surround me.
The closure is happening July 1st. At that time, elders will no longer have a place to eat lunch, talk, and play bingo 3 days a week.
So what I fear that would be lost with this program is the risk for isolation and loneliness. And their primary care providers, the people that are taking care of them at home, I fear that it might increase the risk for burnout.
Program director Nikki Hoffman says ONC is closing the center to prevent a $200,000 budget deficit. The program mainly runs off state grants, but the funding problem isn't with the state's budget cuts. It's with the senior center itself, housed in the Lions Club building.
The grant award that we get for the adult day is $110,000. 75% of that would be used directly for the facility.
Three positions are also being cut. One of those, the program manager, is held by Denise Kanigak.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
The ONC bus has pulled up, and the elders, about 20, are walking in.
And so this is what they do. They usually come in, wash up, and then they head over here. Check out the birds, of course. Whenever we get new food donations, they're always quick to go check what we have so they know what's in stock.
The birds are about a dozen ducks and geese lying on a table. Subsistence donations that will be taken home and used in future lunches.
Good morning, Elena.
The elders move to different parts of the room. Most get a snack. Some start a game of rummy or begin quilting. Others watch Jeopardy. I approach one elder eating a pastry and wearing a big red sun hat.
Catherine Peters, and I'm 83.
Catherine says she lives with her son, who works during the day. She can't cook or leave the house by herself. All this, she says, makes the senior center so important.
Sometimes we're lonesome at home. Our families are, you know, they can't be all the time with us in the home. I'll miss talking to my friends, people here. Even if I can't see or hear, they come to me. And that makes me just happy and make my day cheerful.
ONC Senior Services will still deliver a meal to 50 seniors around Bethel Monday through Friday, and ONC will still drive seniors to the post office, bank, and grocery stores, but that route will happen once instead of 3 times a week. They'll also continue helping elders with paperwork, like paying bills and requesting prescription refills. After group exercises with a physical therapist and then a lunch of barbecue chicken and green beans, the elders settle in for what I'm told is their favorite activity.
Are you guys ready? Large X, G57.
ONC's long-term goal is to build a senior center of its own and give its elders a place to gather and eat throughout the week. As of now, there's no set plans for making that happen. At the Senior Center in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
I, 25. Bingo.